When a man is caught driving erratically, it is appropriate to question if he is drunk. Likewise, when a grown man is caught secretly watching security cameras in the pool and gymnastics area of a daycare center, in direct violation of his employer's policy, it is appropriate to ask some very serious questions. In this video, I interview Jason Hunyar, who obtained the audit logs for the security cameras of a daycare center and discovered Flock employees had repeatedly accessed security cameras in the pool and gymnastics area of that daycare center. A couple of quick announcements before we get into the interview. On Friday, May 1st, I will be one of three instructors teaching a live 3-hour privacy workshop. Go to ett.live for more details. Also, I have several Brushfires of Freedom tour stops coming up over the next 4 months. On the evening of May 4th, I will be speaking in Morgantown, West Virginia, and the week of May 11th, I will be speaking in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. Then I will be speaking in 19 cities across 16 states between July 16th and August 11th. Visit brushfirestour.com for more details or to sign up for updates on my tour schedule. Finally, my good friends at DFLOC are planning a national week of action against automated license plate readers. The week of action will be peaceful and lawful. If you want to receive updates, you can sign up at noalprs.com. Now, on to the interview. I am Dr. John Padfield, and this is Business Reform. And with me today, Jason, you have done a lot of digging into Flock cameras, and not just the ALPRs that are out along the road that everyone's familiar with, but you've also been digging into other cameras that are connected to the Flock network. And I would like to ask you to introduce yourself to my audience, and then we'll get into what got you started down this path and what you've discovered.
Sweet. Yeah, thanks for the intro. So I'm Jason Hunyar. I live in Dunwoody, Georgia. I live here with my wife. We bought a home here because we thought it was an affordable, safe place to live. Our house is 50 years old, but we can fix it up. It seems like a great place to raise our family. And my son is about to be born in a few months. So I'm just concerned about this technology that the city is deploying without any contracts. And I've kind of just gone down this rabbit hole.
Congratulations on being a soon-to-be new dad. I've got two daughters. They're both in their 20s, and fatherhood is an amazing thing. So congratulations.
Thank you. Very excited.
I just became aware of your existence literally 3 or 4 days ago. Ben Jordan had posted a YouTube short to YouTube, and I saw that, and he mentioned some research that you have been doing related to other cameras that are tied into the Flock network. And I have tried in previous videos to inform my audience, Flock is not just license plate readers. They also have drones, and their patent with the U.S. Patent Office is entitled Dynamic Surveillance Network. And they describe how they can ingest video from literally any internet connected camera in the world. Flock can pull that video in and then basically do an inventory on it. Run facial recognition to see who's standing in front of your door if you have a doorbell camera that is connected to their network, or ingest license plate numbers if you have a dash cam that is connected to the Flock network. Their patent is very broad, and it allows them to ingest information from anywhere. And I find that incredibly Orwellian, but from what I understand from Ben's video, you have found some even more disturbing things, and I don't want to be spoiler here. I want to turn this over to you and let you describe to my audience how you started investigating and what your investigation has uncovered.
Yeah, so I basically started investigating. I watched one of Ben's videos, the Netflix for Stalkers one, and the video he actually goes up in front of and talks to is a pan, tilt, and zoom camera on the Peachtree Creek Greenway in Brookhaven, which is just a few miles from my house. And my wife and I have walked on that trail before. And so watching that video was like a very unnerving feeling. I showed my wife, and we obviously had a lot of concern. And so that's when I started digging into Flock. I'm not a political activist. I've never been active politically before, never gone to a city council meeting, never submitted an open records request before. And now I think I'm up to probably 60 or 70. But I started out just looking at the contracts that we have for Flock, and I quickly realized like the technologies that you're describing, the Dunwoody Police Department is using, but we don't have any contracts for, which I find extremely alarming. And I continue to reach out to my city about getting in writing what technologies they're using, like the Flock Freeform tool to track people, or Flock Nova, their search tool. And then as part of these public records requests, I think what was the most interesting thing was what I wasn't getting back. So for example, I would request information about what authorized the city to integrate all of our existing traffic cameras into Flock, which happened, and I only found evidence of it in a small budget line item. So there's no contract for that, but like you said, Flock is willing to ingest any piece of data from any piece of equipment that they're willing to connect it to, whether it's a drone, whether it's a microphone, whether it's a license plate reader. In my city, although we didn't have a contract for it, they upgraded all of our license plate readers to video cameras without any public record. So now they're just video cameras that happen to read license plates and can track people that walk by them as well. I mean, you can't leave my neighborhood without going by them. Maybe to go further on what you were discussing about integrating into private cameras. So I was able to submit an open records request for their event logs in Dunwoody, and I had seen that Flock employees and Dunwoody police officers and public safety officers had been looking at cameras in a private Jewish community center in my area. It's very, very concerning to me because that's actually where my son is going to be going to daycare. And upon further review, looking through these live view cameras, which you can't tell when someone actually stopped looking at the camera, you can only tell when they started looking at the camera, looking at the audit logs. I found Flock sales employees that were looking at gymnastics rooms, fitness studios, and the pool at this community center, which, I mean, if you go to Flock's website, it's very explicit. Flock.com, flocksafety.com/FAQ, and it says, "Who's monitoring your footage?" And it says, "No one from Flock is accessing your monitoring your footage." And here, right in front of me, in this huge Excel spreadsheet, I could see evidence of their vice president of strategy and business development looking at one camera on one single day where it was just the gymnastics center at this community center. If you go on the website for the community center and look at the gymnastics, I mean, it's all pictures of little girls in leotards. So that's something that I found extremely concerning. And then I saw other employees from Flock as well looking at the pool, and there's no evidence that when they stopped looking at the cameras. So we have no way to tell how long they looked at these cameras for, and there's a ton of answers that I feel like the city deserves, but our concerns just got brushed aside. I learned recently that after I brought this matter to my city council and mayor's attention, I essentially got this very weird response from my mayor, and then she went down to meet with Flock CEO privately, which I mean is very concerning because I've spent months trying to reach out to her and talk to her about the issues that we're facing in the community with Flock, and there's been dozens of other parents or soon to be parents or families that have expressed concerns about this, and she's never responded to me, except basically to ask me how she basically asked me how did I know that the JCC, the Jewish Community Center, didn't authorize these Flock employees to look at the gymnastics center in these other areas, which I think is a it's a fair question, but it's definitely not the first question I would ask if I was presented with this data.
In my mind, I have an analogy. If a police officer pulls someone over because they're swerving all over the road, the officer walks up to the person's window and they smell alcohol, they don't assume that yesterday a passenger must have spilled a martini and the driver is completely sober, go on your way. If under these circumstances, that driver is going to get pulled out of the car, given a field sobriety test. And in Tennessee, whether you're drunk or not, you're probably going to get arrested for drunk driving. But the point is, when there is reason to believe someone is drunk, You don't just assume that they're sober and send them on their way. And what you have just shared with me about these event logs, if a grown adult is watching somebody else's children do gymnastics or watching somebody else's children in the pool, I'm not going to give them a free pass and say, I'm sure they had a legitimate reason. I don't know what it is, but it's fine. Let's just move on. I seriously think there needs to be a real investigation into who was watching kids in the pool, who was watching little girls in leotards doing gymnastics, how long were they doing it, why were they doing it? And this is a serious issue, not one that should just be brushed under the rug, like it sounds like, unfortunately, your mayor and city council are willing to do.
Yeah, unfortunately, last night, which was less than a week after I brought this concerns to them, they voted to approve a master services agreement with Flock, which they had told me that they actually weren't going to vote on. And I have this in writing that they were just going to discuss, but they voted on it anyways, unanimously, after listening to the maximum amount of public comments that were allowed. They voted unanimously on that and then decided to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on more Flock products to surveil our children and ingest that data into the Flock ecosystem. So instead of, I've just been asking for like an independent third party audit, a cybersecurity audit, an audit of the system, and that's just not happening. It's very concerning that the city chooses to trust the people who would most benefit from misusing it to audit the system.
I think about all of the scandals that the Federal Bureau of Investigations has had over the last 60 years. I made a video about that very topic, and it drives me nuts when the FBI investigates the FBI and determines we didn't do anything wrong. Okay, move along. Nothing to see here. We investigated ourselves. We wouldn't accept that in any other circumstance. You don't ask the driver, have you been drinking? No. Okay, you can go. That's not the way it works. And I find it totally unacceptable that I'm going to use the term shady companies because I have seen a lot of things out of Flock that I would definitely label shady. A while back, they were caught with. I know people that have issued many, many open records requests to get audit logs about how Flock cameras have been used. And in one of the audit logs, a police officer said his reason for doing the search was to provide information to ICE. And that goes against policy because supposedly police are not supposed to be sharing this information with ICE. So Flock found a fix. They no longer have a free text field for somebody to say, here's why I did the search. You now have a pull-down menu. Pick one of these acceptable answers. That doesn't fix anything. All it does is it covers up. One officer violated policy and was honest about violating policy. And the fix is let's make sure that he never says that again. It doesn't prevent him from doing it, it just prevents him from making a record of doing it. So when you have a company with a long history of doing things to cover up what they're really doing, then they come along and, take steps to obfuscate what they're actually doing, and then you catch them going in and looking at little kids. Yeah, and this is not a concerned father wanting to see their daughter doing gymnastics. This is who knows who, but watching little kids do gymnastics, watching little kids in the pool, I find it rather despicable. And but too many people in power like having Flock cameras everywhere. They like knowing everybody's business. They like being able to surveil people 24/7. And so, if somebody at Flock or law enforcement for that matter is misusing this technology to, I won't even speculate about what they're doing while they're watching little kids, but no need to investigate that. We'll just cut them a check for a couple hundred thousand dollars more of your tax dollars because whatever they're doing is fine.
Yeah, and I mean, on top of that, not even meeting with me to discuss what I found. I mean, it's like, okay, like what my whole process has been with the city council is Flock makes their claims. I call Flock out online. Here's all the evidence where you can independently verify that. I think it's really important to not take anyone's claims at face value. And that's what I've been doing with every single one of the claims that I've been making, is giving the city council a means to independently verify it, which is what I suggested in my email where I reached out to them about this very, very serious issue. And not one single one of them asked to meet with me.
The analogy that comes to my mind is the United States Department of Justice and some files related to a well-known individual that owned an island in the Caribbean. I will never forget Pam Bondi being asked point blank about a list of clients, and her response, her verbatim response is, "It's on my desk." And then 3 months later, it never existed. So she must have a time portal on her desk for something to be there, and then 3 months later, it never existed in the first place. But anyone who covers up, anyone who refuses to investigate legitimate evidence of people doing this type of activity, I'm suspicious of them and their motives. I can't tell you why Department of Justice refuses to go after anyone, even with some of the emails that have been divulged about what happened in the Caribbean. I have my suspicions about what's going on there, but I try very hard to not make any statements on camera that that I can't prove. But I'll just say it raises a ton of red flags with me when people in power refuse to investigate when evidence is brought to them that certainly appears to be wrongdoing on somebody else's part.
Yeah, and I mean, at the end of the day, all this Flock system, all it is it's a tool. It's a tool that the police department use to help them solve crimes. It doesn't prevent crimes. It's something that can help potentially solve crimes after the case. And most of that is property crime, especially where I live. And so the fact of the matter is, we're all being surveilled and put into this database that can be queried by an AI system because they allegedly want to catch more people doing property crimes, but there's been no peer-reviewed studies that this actually reduces crime. The city seems to think that they need this tool and that their hands are going to be cut off if they don't use this tool, but they didn't have this tool 7 years ago. They presented information at our city council meeting about the case closed. It was basically days how long it took the cases to close, and it was lower before we had Flock. And it went back up. And that's the best data that could show the public and the city council that Flock was a good tool to solve crime. All it is a tool, and it's being misused everywhere. And I guess at this point, I wouldn't even say it's been misused. It's being used exactly how it's intended. If you ask anyone from Flock, it's being used exactly how it's intended. So at what point is it misuse?
Well, I can answer that question with about a dozen police officers around the country I know of that have been fired and/or prosecuted for stalking. There's two down in Florida. There's a couple from Georgia. Wisconsin has had some. Kansas has had some. But we're around a dozen known cases of police officers stalking ex-wives, stalking love interest. In one case, a police officer was stalking a f female colleague from the same police department, running her license plates a couple hundred times to keep track of a female police officer that he was interested in. And so you know, we know the abuse is taking place, and it seems like the solution is, well, let's water down the logs so that you can't prove anything, and now the problem's taken care of. And just drives me nuts that that type of activity is going on, and rather than putting true safeguards in place to prevent it, let's just make sure that the documentation is such that people can't really understand what's going on. I have a copy of a bulletin that was sent by an FBI special agent to law enforcement, encouraging them to be more vague when they run Flock searches, because the concern was, well, people are using Freedom of Information requests to access these logs, and we don't want them knowing what's going on, so be more vague if you're going to do this. And by the way, we also encourage you to not respond to Freedom of Information request, even though it's the law. So I have a copy of an FBI bulletin encouraging police to break the law. We would prefer you to not respond to these Freedom of Information requests. And by the way, some other police jurisdictions do respond to these requests, so you might not want to share information with them. So you're wanting to punish police agencies that follow the law by not sharing information with them. I thought the whole point of these cameras was so you could share information, but we're only going to share information with those that break the law. Whose
Yeah.
side are you on?
I think you brought up a lot of great points. So what you brought up about the police misusing the system, that's only what we know about. That's only what's been publicized. A Dunwoody police officer where I live was fired in part due to misusing flock. That is a crime. Were they prosecuted? No. So why are people that are using the system to prevent crime using it in a criminal way and not being prosecuted? That is an absurd double standard. And then on top of that, so in 2025, I got the network audit logs for Dunwoody. I don't know if you know this, but Excel has a row limit. So for the last 6 months of the year, the number of searches exceeded the Excel row limit, which is 1,058,000 rows. They redacted every single, they redacted every single person column, so I couldn't see who was searching our data, and I couldn't see the reason. I couldn't see why. I'll give you a guess on how much the city quoted me to see who searched my data in 2025. Go ahead.
I have no idea what the law is in Georgia. In Indiana, the language of the law says reasonable fees, which works out something like a nickel or 10 cents per page if you need hard copies. I have no idea what it's going to be in Georgia.
So they quoted me $5.4 million to see who searched my data and why in 2025. So this would be the part where I plug my GoFundMe, but no, that is not my intent with this. But isn't that absurd? Like the thought that just to see who searched my data and why, who was able to track all of my movements for the last 30 days and why. It's going to cost me $5.4 million as a taxpayer.
I would encourage you to reach out to EFF or IJ or one of these other public interest law firms. And I am not a lawyer, but my official advice is get a lawyer, because I would love to see your local law enforcement justify $5.4 million, because if I work that out on an hourly basis, if I'm paying a admin at the police department typical wages, we're saying that's going to take her how many years to do this?
Yeah.
That number is so astronomical, so ridiculous. In fact, that'd be a fascinating little add-on here. I could ask ChatGPT, what's the typical admin for a police agency in Georgia paid? I'm guessing it's going to be around $22 to $30 an hour. And then take that you said 5.4 million. Oh, okay, back of the number math. We're talking what, 200,000 hours,
Yes.
2,000 hours a year. It's going to take her 100 years to go through the last 30 days worth of data and tell you who did that.
Yeah.
They need to maybe serve that person a little more coffee to speed them up a bit, because if it's going to take 100 man years of effort to find this information, something's wrong.
I mean, it's just absurd in the fact that our elected officials are so unwilling to hold this private company accountable, even though they show over and over again they're willing to lie to both them and the public. I mean, Flock has had people come speak at my council meetings twice, and they've lied both times directly to my city council members. And I've shown them these lies and that they continue to do business with them. Like, so my background is in pharmaceutical manufacturing and software for pharmaceutical manufacturing, and I sell this software. If I treated one of my customers like Flock treats my city, I would be gone in a heartbeat. It is actually wild how they treat us. But at the end of the day, us as private citizens, like, we are not represented in their business model. Their business model does not include us. Like, they're motivated to make profits off selling our data, and nowhere in that business model do the citizens benefit.
Even if this technology were useful for eliminating crime, which I will give benefit of a doubt. There's probably a marginal effect, but I have heard Garrett Langley in an interview with Forbes. He said categorically, no caveats, no nuance, cameras prevent crime. Great. Any police officer, and I'm talking to anyone watching this video right now, any police officer that believes cameras prevent crime, great. You have a body cam when you're on duty. Take off your bulletproof vest and leave your gun at home. You got a camera. What else do you need? Because that camera is going to prevent crime. You're not in any danger. You're wearing a camera. Of course, we all know that's absolutely ludicrous. You can't turn on the evening news without seeing video of a crime taking place, which always makes me wonder, how did that crime take place and when there was a camera present? Cameras do not prevent crime. As you said earlier, they may be a useful tool for tracking down the perpetrator after the fact, but the idea that they prevent crime, no, that doesn't pass the straight face test.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. And one thing too about this sort of technology is not all of it's inherently bad. Like, I believe that, the 911 platform that they bought and now is theirs, it connects police officers to 911 calls quicker. Yes, I'm all for that. That's a great idea. Even the drones, if the drones are going out to a 911 call to see on scene and be able to help an officer, I could see, yes, that's an argument that this could definitely help. That way, a police officer knows exactly what's happening before they even get to the scene. This technology, though, is not prerequisite on this massive data sharing model. This technology is completely separate from that, and it just be happens to be part of their business plan. There's no need to ingest all of this data and continue to sell this data from 911 calls or from drone footage to be able to offering these services to communities. That it's completely separate. These technologies don't rely and need massive amounts of data sharing and selling to be effective.
Well, it's interesting because when you go back and look at Flock's early days, one of their first investors was Peter Thiel, the co-founder of Palantir, who his name happens to come up in some files related to a certain island in the Caribbean. I'm not saying that he went there in person, but he apparently was friends with the guy that owned the island because they had multiple dinner meetings together. And that's public record. That was in some of the information released by the Department of Justice. That Peter Thiel had numerous calendar events with the guy that owned the island. But Peter Thiel turns around and invests millions of dollars in Flock back when Flock was really a startup and needing money. And so there is a direct Palantir connection with Peter Thiel giving money to this organization. And now this organization essentially functioning like a mini Palantir. And I do know for a fact, this is again public record. When you get out to at least Los Angeles, and I suspect many other cities across the country, Palantir has direct access to the Flock cameras in Los Angeles. There have been articles written about that. Everything that Flock is pulling in from their cameras is going straight into Gotham, which is Palantir's predictive policing algorithm.
I mean, it's extremely concerning, and it's good to keep in mind too. This is only what we know. Like,
Yes.
how much more do we not know that's not publicly available information? There's no way of knowing.
Well, I greatly appreciate the time and effort that you have put into this to do the investigation that you have so far. This is going to go out to my YouTube audience, and I suspect this is going to be a very frequently viewed video. The
Yeah.
subject matter is disturbing. You have the receipts. I'm going to ask you to send me a copy of that that I can link to in the description of this video because I want my viewers to know you're not just pulling this out of thin air, that that you have the receipts, and I would like to give them links where they can download and look at what you have already assembled. So to anyone watching this video right now, be sure and check the description of this video if you want to download the documentation that backs up everything that Jason's saying.
Awesome. Thanks, John.
Been a pleasure talking to you today. I wish it was on a more positive subject, but again, my deepest appreciation to you for digging into this, for trying to hold people accountable. Well, Jason, I'm going to let you go now. I genuinely appreciate having this time with you, and thank you for all that you've done and continue to do.
Thank you very much. It was great to meet you.
Okay, thank you.